America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
So she walks into the studio and she has these notes and they're so neatly typed. And it's like, oh my goodness, is it like a term paper? No, it's this week's entertainment report.
That's right. That's right. I came prepared this morning, Ed. And let's just start off, because Caitlyn Jenner really hasn't really been talked about recently.
No,
between
I've missed
you
her.
And I, you know, we've him. Missed her so her. Much. Him, her, what? Okay, so let's mention the fact that she spent $176,000 on a new Porsche. 911 GT3 RS.
Good
okay?
for her.
It's street legal, but built for the racetrack. And
wow, as is she.
Yeah. And it's bright purple.
Purple?
Now, it's so stupid where media goes, because in the article that I read about this, they were like, oh, it has nothing to do with Prince and him dying. He
That's
ordered
what I was
it.
Thinking about.
She ordered it months prior to his death. I don't even know why that was included in the article.
And let's not forget, Caitlyn's what, 71, 72?
She's up there.
Somewhere in there. So Caitlyn is really sowing the wild oats on so many different levels.
Mm.
So you're going to see like this $100,000 tricked out Porsche driving along like in the left lane with the right directional on. And
right,
it's going
right,
to be Caitlyn.
It's going to be Caitlyn.
Wow.
All right. Well, at least people know who's in the car.
Thank you.
I also read this article that had Justin Bieber is being sued for $100,000. And it was kind of confusing. And let me tell you why. From what I can make of it, he was at a club. Someone dared him to drink from a beer bong. He couldn't do it. So the beer got all over the place. Someone was filming it on their phone, of course. Bieber got mad about that and broke the guy's phone.
Ooh.
And now this guy is suing him because he never got the SIM card back from the broken phone. And there were pictures of his grandma's 100th birthday party on that SIM card. And now he's suing Bieber because, you know, the memento is gone forever.
Well, is grandma still alive?
Can't I don't
he just
know.
Go and snap a couple pictures with a brand new phone?
I don't know.
Get a new phone out of it. Come on.
I'm kind of...
What?
Everyone sues everyone these days. I mean, obviously, this guy was part of Bieber's entourage.
Yes.
If he was close enough to get photos of him doing
sure.
this beer bong thing, and then he goes and he sues him for $100,000 for his phone.
Pennywise, pound foolish.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes,
I don't even get it. All right, Ed.
What?
Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Game of Thrones fans
are
all happy again. Oh, wait.
I knew this was coming.
Wait a minute. Wait.
How stupid am I? I knew this had to be coming. Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Just in case you're not up to date.
Okay.
Game of Thrones fans, they're all happy again because Jon Snow is back to the land of the living. The magic worked. Last week's episode ended with him becoming alive again after Melisandre did her magic on him and no one thought it worked. Everyone left and then all of a sudden he's alive. Anyway, Kit Harington, the reason why I'm bringing this up, Kit
mm-hmm.
Harington, the guy who plays Jon Snow. Immediately did an interview exclusively with Entertainment Weekly. He said that the producers of the show
mm-hmm.
told him, listen, Kit, you not only have to play a character on screen, but we're asking you to like play a character off screen now because all the media outlets are going to be on you about is Jon Snow dead or alive.
Oh, this is way too complicated.
And you have to be very on point with the fact that Jon Snow is dead. And he did. He went on record and said, Jon Snow is dead. I can't wait for the season premiere so that I can have relief so that people can know I'm not lying.
Wow.
He was lying.
He was lying.
Anyway, the producers asked him to do that. He apologized to his fans,
mm-hmm.
but you know what? Everyone's happy because Jon Snow is alive
and
now.
And you're happy. I can see how happy you are.
I am.
There's a bounce in your step because Game of Thrones is back. Jon Snow is alive.
That's right.
All is well in Stoffoville.
That's right. I'm very happy.
Oh, wow.
All right. Eddie Murphy. This is very funny.
Where has he been?
Yes. Exactly. But there's a very specific reason why I'm bringing this up because it's just crazy to me. Eddie Murphy and his girlfriend Paige Butcher just had a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
They named the baby Izzy Una Murphy. Okay. She's healthy. They're all doing great. Blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
The reason why I bring this up is because I was reading through the article and I found it very interesting how Eddie has a son named Chris with mm-hmm. ex Paulette McNeely, another son with another ex Tamara Johnson, 5 more kids with his ex-wife Nicole Mitchell, and he also shares custody with a child with Melanie Brown,
wow.
the Spice Girl Mel B.
Yes, Mel B.
How many kids do you need to have?
Obviously,
I mean, come on.
Not enough.
Are you kidding me right now?
Eddie Murphy, get it done.
Like, how much money is he putting out with child support?
Wow. That Murphy seed's been all over the place. Yeah, well, I mean, he can afford it. He made tons of money, 80s and 90s. Not making anything now, but...
But that's what I mean. It's like...
Wow.
How many kids do you have to have with all these baby mamas?
He could start his own school.
Keep it in your pants.
I would imagine so.
Jeez.
Keep little Eddie at home.
Seriously, come on.
I made you laugh.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's bring it back to the Kelly Ripa thing.
Oh, my,
because
yes.
Michael Strahan will be gone off of Live soon. His last show, May 13th.
I knew that was
going to be in September.
I knew it because I even said to you, there's no way they're going to be able to sit and look at each other and work.
That's right.
Without wanting to kill each other
you
on
know,
the air.
The other morning, I'm sitting there and I'm watching it. All I could think about is how fake they both are acting to be so happy on the show, acting and pretending like nothing is wrong.
And they're both two phonies to begin with, so it makes it even worse to look at.
Right, exactly. Okay, so his last show, May 13th, it's come out that Kelly Ripa's first co-host is going to be Jimmy Kimmel.
See, I kind of figured they were going to go in that direction, because if he tests well, that show at 11:30 is not doing all that well anyway.
Yeah.
If Disney was looking to save some money, they could even fold that thing up, bring him over, and okay, fine, maybe we will salvage Live and keep it going for a little longer.
I don't know. But there are also rumors of other people who may fill the seat. Yeah. Anderson Cooper, Mario Lopez, Neil Patrick Harris has even been thrown in. And there are, I mean, and this is very far out there because I doubt this would ever happen, but even Regis himself, his name was thrown out in an article of potential people that may be coming back to save the show.
I would bring him back for the summer. If you want this massive ratings boost to this show when they can make a lot of money, bring him back even for 4 weeks in the summer just to calm things down.
You think?
And call it Kelly and Regis and let that be the beginning of the whole joke that Regis came back as the co-host.
You think that he could do it, though?
I think he could.
Didn't he leave, though, because he was starting to slow down a little bit?
He was starting to slow down. True story. I was with somebody we both know last year at a comedy thing about first week in June.
Okay.
And I saw Regis. And I said to Regis, Michael Strahan. And he just looked, and he doesn't know who I am.
Right.
Just rolled his eyes.
Oh,
and the one roll of the eyes, it spoke volumes.
Of course it does.
So I think he would love the triumphant return,
maybe,
even for a few minutes. Oh, by the way, Michael Strahan, do you know what else he's doing this summer?
What's that?
Do you know that ABC has him hosting the revival of the $100,000 pyramid beginning Sunday, June 26th?
There's a lot of stuff coming out here.
Seriously. I mean, can you see him as a game show host?
No.
Talk about trying to just get way too much out of something that can't give you too much.
Interesting,
he's
though.
He's no game show host.
Interesting, though, how these things are coming out now makes me think that he was shopping around to get off Live.
I think he was. He sees himself as this huge media star. Mm. He loved the idea that she gave him the opportunity. Yeah. He was not going to be a second banana forever. And I would not be surprised if he was the one that walked across the street and said, you know what? Hey, if you're looking for somebody else
here
in Good Morning
am.
America, if you need somebody other than George Stephanopoulos is the only guy on the show, put me on.
Right. So. I want to tell you.
What?
That there are also rumors, something totally different, rumors about the new STP frontman, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes.
Scott Staff should have been dead on a Sunday morning,
banging my head.
No time for mourning. Ain't got no time. Okay, anyway.
Wow.
Rumors now, this is the reason why I bring this up is because rumors surfaced that he might be the new frontman for STP. Fans were not having it. STP went on the record and said, it's
no
not
way.
Happening.
Right. Yes.
Here's what I think. I think STP leaked that information to see what their fans would think of it. And then they were going to base their decision on
it's
that.
It's a trial balloon and see what their response is.
And the response was negative. So they said, not happening. So
easiest
sorry,
way
Scott
to get
Staff.
Out of it.
Go back to Creed.
Bye, Scott.
And I would like to end this week's entertainment report with just one line.
What's
and
that?
The tears of men around the country are going to be flowing. Unfortunately, Kate Upton is engaged and off the market.
To Justin Verlander?
Sorry, guys. Hey, you know, she's gorgeous and she is good at what she does.
Yes,
and she
is.
Has this, what is he? He's on the Detroit Tigers,
yes,
right?
He
he's
is.
A baseball player.
Yes, he is.
Really not that attractive. But,
no.
You know, maybe he has other qualities that keep her happy and around.
Good fastball?
Exactly. Right
little,
down the middle.
Throws a little curve every once in a while. Yes.
Straight ball right down the middle.
Well, it's also known as the slider. So. I could throw baseball references all day. But, you know, here's my whole thing with it. He's the star pitcher for his team, okay?
Yeah.
Over the past 5, 6, 7 years, he's one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Why isn't that we don't see backup catchers or backup infielders that play once a week bagging women like Kate Upton?
Because,
why does it take superstars?
Because he's not the lead singer of the band.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
and
so there you go.
How frustrating is that? You know, you're making league minimum. You don't play that much. You know, you got these roadies or baseball versions of roadies in all these towns. But then you look at Justin, and he's with Kate Upton. Kate freaking Upton.
I knew this would.
Oh my
I knew this would
God.
Get a reaction out of Ed. That's why I decided to end this week's Entertainment Report. Just to, his face is turning red. I can
I
see
am.
The vein popping out of his temple
because,
right now. Just so you all know.
Can I just get an average bum off the street to land one super bottle? Just once in my life can I see that.
Does that bum off the street have money and a large member?
No. And I never thought she'd actually use the phrase large member on the show, but she has. So there it is out there.
With this week's entertainment update on that note.
Yes.
Back to you, Ed.
Because she doesn't know how to do the lockout. That was good. Anyway, stay with us. More to come. I am Ed Kalenge.
Yeah, I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.